At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen studio with you today. Sponsored by Hour 2, Pinnacle Bank. We have a special mortgage promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lindsay, and Marlon Lyon, you can get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club. That's a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and one night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino on the premises. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462, a Pinnacle Bank member, FDIC, equal housing lender. The last couple weeks, we've had Coach Rhonda Revelle in studio, and it's resulted in success for the softball team. Well, guess what, Sip? She's back again today because her team is going to the College World Series this weekend in OKC. Welcome back, and congratulations, Rhonda. Coach.
Thank you, Jake. But you know why I'm really back.
Why is that?
Well, because every week you've given me a coaching evaluation, and I needed to have it again this week so I could move forward. Because
go ahead.
I'm leaning into that.
I know. Well,
relying on it, buddy.
Well, you were incredible. The team was incredible this past week. It was fun. I mean, I went to both games. Well, even the Thursday game, which didn't happen. That was, you know, how was that, by the way? Go back to Thursday real quick. There's 8 p.m. first pitch, and you have to wait. You get 10 minutes into the game, and then it's called off, and then officially called off at 10:30. How'd you deal with that?
Well, when you play in tumultuous kind of weather situations, you learn to take on a philosophy of when the weather delay. So whether it's rain or lightning or whatever it is. So I literally was getting texts from alumni, when the delay, when the delay. I'm like, I know. Got to practice what we preach. But yeah, it was unfortunate. However, what was so cool is, you know, at one point we thought we were going to restart at 10:10. So yes. we pushed that out. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard from people that were, you know, having some fun in the parking lot that many folks left. But when they pushed out that, here come everybody back.
Oh, yeah.
And they're racing to get in Bolin Stadium again. And so, you know, the crowd was unbelievable all weekend long.
Magnificent scene. By the way, do you get texts from alumni helping you with coaching during?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would put the phone away.
You know what? I have to leave it in my office because who knows? They'd probably be trying to call pitches right along with me.
Boy. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Now, the other question, we have a lot of donuts here. Can you eat donuts as a coach?
I've probably eaten too many sugar items. Yes. But yeah, we have practice though, so I'm going to have to hold off on a donut.
What if Jordy came in here and just housed a donut? Would you be okay with that?
Well, yeah, because she's, you know, her motor's burning, man.
Yeah.
You know, she's going out and doing things. I'm just kind of watching on the sidelines.
She strikes me that way. So Jordy's been, I think, a two-time MVP of the WCF.
She was a one-time MVP her sophomore season. Her freshman year, I don't know if you remember, she went through an injury and was actually sidelined for like mid-April through. She got to reappear at the College World Series and make an appearance there and throw a little bit. But, you know, it was pretty serious forearm injury.
She's been there, though, and won a title. Hannah Kaur.
Won two.
Hannah Kaur.
Mm-hmm. Kaur. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Pronunciations are tough. It's every sport.
Maybe you're thinking about the beverage.
Of course he is.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Kaur.
Yeah. Kaur. Right.
She's won a title.
She's won a bunch of them, three of them.
Okay, so does that help your team to have those players? This is the kind of things I wonder from coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Does it help your team, or is that just a media thing?
I think it certainly can help. It would be not responsible for me to not lean into the fact that they've been there and they've done that. So yesterday, actually, to start practice, we didn't spend a lot of time with it because we don't spend a lot of time talking about a lot of things, you know, like that the media talk about. Mm-hmm. But we did talk about the atmosphere, mm-hmm. how we're going to take it in, but also how to get back to just being kind of in our own little bubble. And mm-hmm. I wanted them to, you know, just to explain what to expect when we walk in, because it's been, you know, it's been 13 years since I've been there.
And, right.
And, you know, it was valuable because the, you know, Devon Park has expanded in seating. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to be a bigger event with the media. And so there's just going to be things like tomorrow. We go down tonight. We have a banquet there tonight where we celebrate the teams. And
tonight?
Yeah. player of the year, freshman player of the year will all be announced tonight. I don't know if there are other things that are going to be announced. But, you know, we have two players up for both of those awards, which is credible that they're in the final three. And then, you know, tomorrow, media interviews, practices, all the things. Yeah. So, you know, you want to take it in. You want to soak it up. This is a big deal.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think about this because we had so many alumni return this weekend. Mm-hmm. And the ones that have gotten to play in the World Series, they still talk about it with such, like, it was one of the greatest times of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I can't lose that mm-hmm. to know that these are lifetime making memories mm-hmm. for these families. I had so many, you know, we had so many people on the field after the game. I had to go do my press conference, sure. so I didn't get to be a part of all of it. But I can't tell you how many dads, you know, I was hugging and they just had tears rolling down there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so cool. So cool.
Wow.
So cool. Join me, Ron Revelle. Now, let's go back to last week before that. We talked about the bats. You scored 7 runs total in the regional win over South Dakota and Grand Canyon twice. 8 runs and 9 runs against Oklahoma State. A great team with Ruby Malin, a great pitcher. You said you weren't worried about the bats, and you were right. What happened? What changed things in terms of the bats this weekend?
Well, the reason I wasn't worried mm-hmm. And I didn't have concern is because when you're consistent in your preparation, you know, it's like in football. Some games you might score 14, some games you might score 40. What's mm-hmm. the difference? I mm-hmm. mean, if you're consistent in your preparation, good things tend to happen. Now, you're absolutely right. We faced an incredible pitcher yes. in Ruby who had an outstanding career at both Washington and at Oklahoma State. I just felt like, you know, it was a time that our preparation was able to produce the fruits of its labor.
Sure.
And I even told you, I said this to you, Jake, last week. Remember when we were having our coaches dialogue, our recap?
It came out wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Coaches dialogue.
I felt like our game plan, I felt like our prep was good. We just weren't able to push the runs.
Yeah. Well, you pushed them. I mean, did you just have her number a little bit?
I wouldn't say that. She's too good of a pitcher to say that you have somebody's number. Mm-hmm. I think we had a really good approach. We had a very discerning eye at the plate. We attacked stuff that was in the zone. We didn't chase out of zone. You know, all those things are so important to have success offensively.
What a spiel you had after the game. I saw it on social media about, and I know people, it sounds a little cliche, but you're one pitch at a time. Mm-hmm. One pitch at a time. Mm-hmm. And then I heard Jordy say something that makes it all make sense. And that is, it sort of takes pressure off of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I heard her say that too. I mean, she's sitting right next to me. We've been having this conversation all year as a team. Mm-hmm. But when I heard her say that, I heard it differently.
How'd you hear it?
Well, I heard it as a coach listening to their players. Because, you know, I think we've all been in the same, you know, we've all been singing the same song, and I know we all believe in it, and we all feel like it's the right path. Mm-hmm. But she explained the why a mm-hmm. little bit when she said that, like the why came to me. It's like, that's why, mm-hmm. because here's a person with the ball in her hand every single pitch, and it takes a little bit of the pressure off. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that our job as coaches to mm-hmm. try to help reduce the pressure?
Yes. Now, it's an interesting discussion in softball, baseball, because you mentioned it the last time that you have some time between pitches mm-hmm. to let your mind wander. Yeah. And the mind can wander to places that aren't great.
I know.
You know. Yeah. You know, but if you stay in a one pitch at a time and think about what is right in front of you.
Yes.
And that's what you preach. It's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me take you inside the locker room because I know you guys like those.
That's what we like.
We do like that.
So before we went out for game two, we had finished our film session, and I said, I just want to talk about something because we've done such a great job all year long of being pitch to pitch, one pitch at a time, in the moment, working to win pitches. I said, but there is a different feel, and there is something different on the line if we win this game. Mm. So I said, I just want us all to go to the sixth inning, and we have a lead. I don't even know what the lead is, but just go there, take yourself there. And I paused and let them all get there, and they did a really nice job of that. Some of them closed their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I said, imagine what the crowd's going to be doing from the sixth and seventh inning. They're going to be going crazy. I mean, they were really engaged all weekend long. But I said, it's going to be a whole nother level. And our instinct is we're going to want to participate in that. But can you function at your maximum when you're like that? And they're all like, no. And I said, so we need to band together.
No, yeah.
We need to band together and commit to that we're going to not go crazy until after the last out. Mm. And so, but we talked about that because I think that's so important because you can slip out of it, to your point.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's time in between. You can slip out of it like that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you do it, it's just like repetition of anything. If you do it all the time, then you're less apt to slip out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of a habit now. Right. But we're going to be challenged again. You know, we're going to go into a new environment on Thursday night. And
Arkansas.
Late pitch, 8:30 against Arkansas.
I know we're practiced now. We've had a late game.
Or
at least we started a late game.
Yeah.
What is your early evaluation of Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
Thumbnail.
Yeah, well, interesting.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Really enough, people probably won't believe this, but it's how we roll. I had a conversation with the Arkansas coach for about 30 minutes last night.
You did?
Yeah. After 10 o'clock, because we both had been really busy all day, but we're very good friends, Courtney Dyfel and I and our staffs, and have a lot of respect for them. But I told her, I said, Court, if you listen to my press conference earlier in the day, you're going to hear me say, take away the names and just give two stat sheets to people, and you're going to think it's the same team.
Oh.
There's a lot of real similarities, like our power numbers, our runs scored. We've got a couple of pitchers that have a lot of innings that are helping, you know, our teams win. And so it's just really interesting when you look at it that way. So, I mean, it probably serves well. It's a 4-5 matchup. And, you know, you always think those are going to be closely contested games. So I really think it's going to be a situation where who can execute the most pitches well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we saw Jordy again pitch lights out on Friday in the win, but Alexis, freshman comes in. We knew you believed in her, but she was one run in the first inning, but then shut him down the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. And you enter the World Series with two very, very good and reliable pitchers. What do other teams, do they usually have two pitchers like Nebraska has or not? And other World Series teams?
Yeah, you know, great question. I don't know that I can attest to all the staffs.
Sure.
I know – you know, Alabama has a freshman like Lex that's been throwing a lot in a lot of high-pressure moments, and then they have a veteran pitcher. And just like I mentioned, Arkansas has two arms that are throwing a lot. And Tennessee, of course, has three arms. You know, we faced them earlier in the year. That's the other thing. And then Texas Tech has two arms, two All-American arms. I mean, so you kind of go on like that. So it's hard to be here with just one. There's just too much season. It's too long of a season to bear the weight of one pitcher carrying most of the load.
Did you know, a rookie question, which I ask sometimes, did you expect this from Alexa Jensen when you recruited her? Is this what was this your vision for her freshman year?
I don't know that you can, you know, like lock down a something like that, but here's what I know. I know the kind of competitor she is, and she was then. You can't coach that it factor. Like, she has that it in her. And so I knew that if we could get her out there early and often and in the fire, for her to have a chance to transfer that it and solidify her own belief that she still has it at this level. Because I think a lot of times, you know, really good athletes sometimes go to the next level and then they start to question, am I enough? But if you can give them opportunities in the fire and they can have some success, it you know, lets them exhale and then go do and be who they are. And I think that's what we've seen with Lex.
Because of the advancement of your sport, are you finding that players come to you more developed mentally, maybe emotionally and physically, or is it not changed over the course of your career?
I think that's case by case, honestly.
Is it? Okay, yeah, I like that answer.
I do.
So you can't throw a blanket on that?
No, I don't think so. I think what you see is you see a lot of athletes are physically stronger, faster.
Okay.
But the whole mental growth, I mean, that's something that you can't microwave.
No, I know.
You've got to develop that. I mean, just that, the old-fashioned way, if you will.
You said something the other day, too, that was interesting, that you have team psychologists, but you've reached a point in your career you almost feel like a team psychologist. Is that what coaching is, largely?
I don't have the title. None of us have the title. But I
know you don't have
But here's the thing. I think that if you are in the game as the amount of time that our coaching staff has been in the game, we have a duty to learn all sides, all aspects of the challenges that our players go through. And so part of that is where they get hung up mentally, whether it's with worry or with anxiety or performance, physical things, you want to be able to not only assist your sports psychologist how you can, but they're not with you all the time. You're with those players every single day. So you've got to be able to insert some nuggets of wisdom that can be helpful to them. And so, you know, so all of our coaches, we're readers, we're studiers, we listen, we try to grow. And to your point earlier, Steve, is that it is a game that there's 20 seconds between each pitch. So there's a lot of time for the mind to do a lot of interesting things. So that's where we need to coach them a lot, is in that 20 seconds, shoulders up.
Shoulders up.
I'm curious, Coach, there's four games on Thursday. You're the last of four games in OKC. What do you do? Do the players track those games? What do you do on the game day when you have such a late game and three games prior to yours?
Yeah, we'll get out earlier in the day and do some things, because that's a long day in the hotel. I don't mean like go to the zoo or anything.
The zoo.
Really? Well, there's a zoo. There's a zoo very close. Yeah.
It's a good zoo. Yeah. It is
a good zoo. Yeah. Anyway, we'll go maybe do some hitting and stuff like that. But I'm trying to spin it, even for myself. You know, you can watch game one. It's at 11. And it's far enough away that you're not having to think about, I've got to, got to get in that game mode yet. So maybe just watching that unfold, you can kind of put yourself there. So I'm hopeful that'll be that. I'm guessing people will take a nap. Who knows? Whatever, all their game day routines. We've all got our game day routines.
What will it look like in Oklahoma City without Oklahoma there for the first time? They've qualified every year since 2015.
Yeah, and that's an incredible run.
Yeah, that is.
And, let me just stop for a second. I think anytime any team in any sport has an incredible run like that, and then suddenly they're not there. Mm-hmm. The noise of the fact that they're not there, like they're losing it. I'm like, can we acknowledge what they've done?
Yeah.
Can we just pause? Can we just take a breath and acknowledge what they've done? Because I'm sitting here and we haven't been there in 13 years and it's not easy getting here and to get there that many years in a row and then to do what they've done. So, but yes, back to the question. Mm-hmm. I think that it is interesting to not have an Oklahoma, because Oklahoma State's been there a lot.
Right.
So here's my personal guess.
Okay.
Is that a lot of people will become Nebraska fans.
Oh, I think you're probably right.
What do you think?
I hope it seems like that. So.
I'm inviting you all in to the circle.
Well, this is a good team to adopt.
Yes.
It is? I would think so.
I think so.
It's fun to watch. I thought Gajewski, did I pronounce that right?
Head coach, Okie State?
Yeah.
Oh, Gajewski.
Good God.
It doesn't look like that.
Gajewski. But anyway, he says your team is fun to watch. He knew it was a championship-type team when you played them earlier this year. Mm. I thought those were, that's a lot of praise for your team. But it seems apt, right?
We've been consistent.
Fun to watch, would you say?
Oh, I think they're really fun to watch. They're fun to coach. Mm-hmm. I think that people feel our team. And, yes. You know, I said this yesterday in the press conference, but I think it's worth saying again. When people go to sporting events, I would assume that if they're going to spend their hard-earned dollars, they go to for part entertainment, right?
Sure.
But what really makes something entertaining, I think, in my estimation, whether it's a concert or a sporting event or anything else, is how you feel when you leave.
Yeah.
And that's where it adds meaning. And if you think about the adage, people don't care what they say, but what you say to them, they care how you make them feel. Mm. Well, think about now in sport, maybe you don't remember the score, you don't remember this or that part of the game, but you remember how you walked out of there feeling. And so if our team can be a part of that, giving our fans that entertainment experience where they walk out feeling great and wanting to come back, then it's a win. And I'm proud of our team because they do that just inherently by who they are, mm-hmm. As people, but also as athletes. You know, they pour their heart and soul into it, and it's hard not to feel that and want to be a part of it.
You recruit it.
You do recruit it. You're a smart man. You're a smart man. You absolutely recruit it.
Did you hear that, Jake?
I did hear that. I heard
Jake, you got that. That's
clips. That'll be clips. Be used forever for him.
Yeah, but you not only recruit that in the players, it's families.
Oh, yeah.
Our families are incredible.
Wow. See, yes. I don't think about that part.
No, it's so important. Yeah. I cannot emphasize the importance of the family. Mm-hmm. And I love it when I'm hugging the dads and they've got tears, like, you know, like, we're going to the World Series. I mean, it's precious. Like, that seriously is precious to me.
It is. Since 2013. Now, this is be your fourth?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth trip.
Yeah.
Yes. But first since 2013. Yeah. You know that city pretty well.
I know the hotel room because I'm always scouting.
That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
Well, thank you. So you felt some, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say that this has been good for you coming in here because wins have ensued.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking, okay,
sure.
When I came the first time, you said, will you come back? And I said, well, if we win, and then,
I said, you're going to win.
You did.
Now just go win a title. And then if you win a title, you're eating donuts with us.
Yeah, you're here for the whole 3 hours.
You know what?
Plural.
You know what? We can chug donuts. we'll throw donuts back.
We'll hold you to that. First
we will slated. Chug donuts.
you can tell I don't drink. I don't even know. Like remember the first day you talked about a bulldog, and I thought it was a drink. You were talking about a bar. Right. I'm like, what's a bulldog? And you're like, a dog.
It's an actual dog.
First pitch is 8:30 on Thursday night, ESPN2, I believe that's on. We wish you the best of luck down there.
Thank you.
You traveled down. What time is the trip today?
We have a bus full of our support staff that are leaving right after practice, then we're flying at noon.
Flying at noon.
Yep.
Nice. Flying to Oklahoma City.
We got a little.
They deserve that, really.
Well, you know, we've got stuff to do tonight, so we got to get down there.
Yep. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Rhonda. Good luck, and we hope to see you again here soon.
Thank
when you.
You
come back.
Thanks, Jake.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Back with more next. An early break in the ticket.